bottom line is that, yeah, there's a road there, but the most one of the most memorable things that happened at Coalfoot was the 94 floods. At the very end of our field school, it was mid-August of 94, you know, the infamous 100-year flood basically hit the Upper Koyukuk. And we did little to no archaeology. Again, we were just, you know, it was 1 or 2 days before the end of the field school. So we were kind of pulling up wraps, you know, finishing up things, not opening up new squares and stuff like that anyway. But then it rained, and it rained and rained for like 36 straight hours. And it wasn't just a drizzle either. And what happened was an old, the bottom line is that the Dalton Highway, as we were told at that time, was cut 7 places. By that flood, you know, the culverts underneath the streams, you know, in 7 places that I'm aware of were basically washed out. So you had us trapped essentially in Coalfoot at the end of the field school. And again, students wanting to get back to Minnesota or New York or wherever they were going and unable to get there. And, you know, truckers piling up on Coalfoot side and truckers piling up on, you know, the opposite side. And, you know, DOT, to their credit, you know, worked as quick as they could, filling in and putting, you know, fixing these you know, broken through culverts. But it still was days and days and days. But what was interesting is that Coalfoot became an island temporarily that night. I'll never forget it. We became aware, you know, the water, it just kept raining and raining and raining, and we had people coming out going, hey, the water's rising. I'm like, I'm very well aware that the water in the Koyukuk is rising. We're watching it. And then it started overflowing its banks just upstream of us and obviously filled in an old stream channel or narrows, and essentially the old Coalfoot town site became, and where we were situated in camp, became an island. And the water, you know, again, was inches at first and then a foot, and it was about midnight. You know, we had people coming in, you know, local, you know, folks who were working at the truck stop knew we were out there. Everyone was concerned. I was concerned, all the students. I mean, it was finally at about midnight I decided that this, you know, we could float down the river here in a little while. You know, who knew? And so we had to get out. So the only and to his credit, a local miner, Mike Miskovich, I'll mention him because I'm going to send him accolades here. He came to our rescue. He had an old military surplus. I don't know if it was World War II or Vietnam era or whatever, but this old army vehicle, like 10 wheels on it, you know, you had to climb up into this monster. But it had a flatbed in the back, and at that point, when it, at the worst of it, there was 3 or 4 feet of water separating us from, quote, the mainland. I mean, it was in vertical, depth. Maybe about 3 feet, because there was a large truck that tried to get through to us as well that stalled out because the water was coming over the trunk, you know, the front of the vehicle, and stalled it out. So this vehicle, this old military army rig, at midnight, 1 in the morning, was the only thing that could get through, and piled all the students on board. Take down your tents. I don't know what's going to flood out here. We left behind our camp. I left behind my tent, but I was there for the artifacts and the paperwork. I mean, that was worth, you know, that was my mine. So I left my personal, you know, stuff behind and grabbed all the artifacts together in boxes and bags as quick as I could, got them out to safety. Everyone else grabbed their gear and their tents, took everything down soaking wet, and in one fell swoop was able to get us out. And Mike, I'll you know, thank him to this day. He was, you know, now as it turns out, we, you know, the water, you know, the site did not flood over completely, so, you know, in hindsight we would have been safe, but, you know, certainly didn't know that at the time. Oh yeah, that does something to, you know, to kick your butt in gear and get you going real quick. I mean, I've never seen field school students move so fast.